Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Self-Discipline, How to Develop the Mindset, Mental Toughness, and Self-Discipline of a U.S. Navy SEAL by Dominic Mann is a self-improvement guide that uses the popular idea of SEAL-style training as a motivational framework for everyday habits. Rather than focusing on military tactics, the book aims to translate high-performance principles into practical routines for civilians who want more control over their time, focus, and follow-through. Its core promise is straightforward. Discipline is a skill, not a personality trait, and it can be trained through consistent behaviors, stronger standards, and better management of discomfort. Readers can expect an emphasis on mental toughness, clarity of goals, and simple systems that reduce excuses and increase action. The tone is direct and action-oriented, encouraging you to build resilience by doing hard things on purpose, even when motivation fades. If you want a compact blueprint for becoming more reliable to yourself, this book positions itself as a starting point for that transformation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a SEAL-inspired mindset for everyday life. A central theme is adopting a mindset that treats discipline as a daily practice rather than a temporary surge of inspiration. The book frames high performance as the outcome of standards, identity, and commitment, encouraging readers to decide who they want to be and then align behavior with that decision. In a SEAL-inspired model, the mind leads the body. You act according to mission and values, not passing feelings. This approach helps shift attention away from debating whether you feel like doing a task and toward executing the next required step. The book also emphasizes personal responsibility, suggesting that progress accelerates when you stop outsourcing results to external circumstances and start controlling what you can: preparation, attitude, and effort. Another key element is intention. You are prompted to define goals clearly, connect them to meaningful reasons, and treat them like commitments that deserve protection in your schedule. Over time, this mindset is meant to create self-trust. Each completed promise becomes evidence that you're the kind of person who follows through, making future discipline easier and more automatic. Secondly, mental toughness through controlled discomfort and resilience. The book highlights mental toughness as the ability to continue acting effectively under stress, fatigue, boredom, or doubt. Instead of waiting for ideal conditions, it encourages training yourself to perform when conditions are imperfect, because real life rarely cooperates. A practical way to develop this is controlled discomfort, choosing small challenges that build tolerance for effort and frustration. This can include finishing difficult tasks without distraction, sticking to a workout when energy is low, or maintaining a routine on days when motivation dips. The idea is not self-punishment, but conditioning. When you repeatedly face discomfort and do not quit, your brain learns that discomfort is survivable and temporary. The book also connects toughness to emotional regulation. You cannot prevent negative emotions, but you can prevent them from dictating behavior. By using simple mental rules, such as completing the next action no matter what, you reduce the space for bargaining and excuses. Over time, resilience becomes less about dramatic willpower and more about steady repetition, recovery, and the confidence that you can handle hard moments without collapsing. Thirdly, habit systems that make discipline easier than willpower. A consistent message is that relying on willpower alone is fragile, so the solution is to build systems that make desired actions more likely. The book encourages creating routines, cues, and structures that reduce decision fatigue and keep you moving even when you are tired. Examples of system thinking include planning tomorrow the night before, using checklists, setting specific time blocks, and breaking large goals into daily tasks that are easy to start. By lowering the activation energy, you increase consistency. The book also emphasizes environment design, remove temptations, limit distractions, and make productive tools accessible. When your environment supports your goals, discipline becomes less of a heroic effort and more of a default behavior. Another system component is tracking. Measuring progress, even in simple ways, provides feedback and reinforces momentum. It also helps identify patterns, such as when you tend to procrastinate or lose focus. The larger point is to treat discipline like training. You do not need perfect days. You need repeatable processes that keep you returning to the work until results accumulate. Fourthly, goal clarity, mission focus, and prioritization. The book places strong emphasis on knowing what you are aiming for and why, because vague goals tend to produce vague effort. A mission-focused approach asks you to define outcomes clearly, identify priorities, and then organize daily actions around them. This reduces the common problem of being busy without moving forward. The content encourages selecting a small set of meaningful objectives rather than chasing everything at once. When priorities are clear, you can say no more easily, protect your time, and avoid the trap of constant context switching. Another element is translating big goals into near-term targets. Instead of relying on distant motivation, you create daily and weekly milestones that provide structure and urgency. This kind of planning also improves decision-making in the moment. When tempted by distractions, you can compare the distraction to the mission and choose accordingly. The book also promotes consistency over intensity. A mission is achieved through sustained execution, so the focus becomes showing up repeatedly, even if each day is not dramatic. Over time, this prioritization creates a lifestyle that supports long-term progress rather than short-lived bursts. Lastly, accountability, self-talk, and becoming reliable to yourself. A practical discipline framework depends on accountability, and the book underscores the importance of holding yourself to clear standards. This includes making commitments specific, setting consequences or constraints, and creating review habits that reveal whether you are truly following through. The book also highlights internal accountability, meaning the promises you make to yourself matter as much as promises made to others. When you consistently keep those promises, you build self-respect and reduce the mental drain of guilt and procrastination. Self-talk plays a major role here. The content encourages replacing excuse-driven narratives with action-based language that reinforces control and choice. Instead of telling yourself you cannot, you focus on what you can do next. This shift is meant to reduce avoidance and increase persistence. The book also suggests that identity grows from repeated actions. Each time you finish a hard task, you reinforce the identity of a disciplined person. Over time, accountability becomes less about pressure and more about alignment. You act in a way that matches your standards, which helps discipline feel like integrity rather than restriction. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a straightforward push toward stronger habits, especially those who feel stuck in cycles of procrastination, inconsistent routines, or motivation that disappears at the first inconvenience. It is also a good fit for people who like the idea of performance principles associated with elite training, but want them applied to normal life, fitness goals, career progress, studying, or building healthier daily structure. The benefit is practical. You are encouraged to stop negotiating with your feelings and start building repeatable behaviors that make follow-through more automatic. By focusing on mindset, controlled discomfort, and systems, the book can help you become calmer under pressure, more consistent with your plans, and more confident in your ability to handle difficult tasks without quitting. Compared with similar discipline and motivation books, its value is the tight focus on action and toughness as trainable skills, presented in a compact format that is easy to revisit. If you want a no-frills framework to start acting with more consistency right away, this book offers an accessible entry point and a clear call to higher personal standards. If you would like to support Dominic Mann, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.